Dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Quaria Humphrey. The patient is presenting here for a follow-up visit on 10-9-2023. Date of birth 7-21-79. Accident date is 5-5-2020. Ms. Quaria Humphrey allegedly was involved in an automobile accident. She reportedly was hit on a T-bone on passenger side as a front seat passenger, leading to some headaches and forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, occasional panic and nightmares, depression. In addition, patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back and pain in the left shoulder and history of pain in both the knees, especially the right knee, and numbness and tingling of the right hand involving second, third, and fourth fingers. Most of these pains were non-radiating. The MRIs that were done at that time after the accident showed the following. There was meningitis was done at Northern Radiology, where she was initially treated by the place. And EMG was positive for bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and left ulnar neuropathy. In addition, CT scan of the soft tissue was done. It showed a right neck cystic lesion. CT scan of the brain was normal. CTA of the brain was normal. MRI of the brain was normal. MRI of the cervical spine showed a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5. Lumbar spine MRI showed a bulging disc at L4, L5. MRI of the thoracic spine was completely normal. MRI of the left ankle showed a cessation of plantar fasciitis and small talo-tibial joint effusion. MRI of the right ankle showed talo-tibial joint effusion, soft tissue contusion, and MRI of the left knee showed a patellar tendinopathy proximal with mild minimal knee joint effusion and thickening of the proximal medial collateral ligament. MRI of the right knee showed patellar tendinopathy and a small knee joint effusion, small popliteal cyst. Patient has had an immense amount of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. She has history of severe anxiety, and she has been referred to a psychiatrist for that. She's also seeing neurologist Dr. Jenkins, is providing the care for her TBI, for headaches, and she's being treated there. We have also provided her with photobiomodulation to help her further with the low-intensity laser. She was referred to chiropractor in the past, primary care physician for maintaining her blood pressure, neuropsych evaluation. A repeat MRI were ordered in January 19, 2023. That patient never did it, even including the sacroiliac joints. She has been provided with knee immobilizers. And at this time, patient has similar complaints of pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back that she describes as achy, but she still says it is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Her headaches are completely gone, and the pain, numbness in the hands on the right side is completely gone. She still has some pain in the right knee to the tune of 10. ADLs are affected 10. She reports no relief from all of these treatments. Please review the chart for ADLs, for neurology, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse history, as well as compliance history. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 196 over 148, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 7-21-2023, dictation number 0724-094. The plan is to continue all the medications that are Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for healing. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided 1 tablet 2 times a day for help with the pain. Zoloft is provided for anxiety and depression relief. Lyrica is provided 15 milligram for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Xanax was provided 0.5 milligram daily, 30 tablets PRN basis for anxiety. maps and the labs have been reviewed and they are found to be reasonably okay. Patient is referred for physical therapy and also chiropractor once a week, and she remains off work and hospital replacement. Records from Dr. Jenkins and Dr. Kornblum are being requested, and we have advised her bilateral knee injection, shoulder injection, bilateral carpal tunnel injection, injection to the right ankle, talotibial, talotalar joint, and also LESI and CESI based on the MRI findings. If she chooses to utilize the injection treatment, we'll be more than happy to schedule her, but it appears that she is not interested. She also doesn't want any surgical treatment. Thank you.